Hello and welcome to the Computer Fundamentals course. This is a recording intended for the students of Westwood Schools for their review and their download, and for them to be able to listen to if they miss class for any reason, including sports or sickness. And this is Miss Vicki Davis. This is an actual classroom, so if you're looking for a polished podcast, you're probably not going to find that here. It's a recording of our classroom discussions each day. And currently, we're discussing time management. I'm introducing the subject of why students need time management. This is a course with freshmen who have just completed their first semester and are in the process of getting their grades. I found that this is a good time to introduce time management. So here we have our class. This recording is copyrighted 2007, all rights reserved. It is not Creative Commons. If you wish to use all or part of this, you must ask for permission from both Westwood Schools and Victoria A. Davis. You may, however, cite it in your blog. You may use limited brief quotations in your blog and hyperlink back to the source. Thank you.
Okay, y'all ready? Just sign into Word, have Word up on your screen. We're going to talk about what we're going to cover for the next couple weeks. Everybody ready? Dustin, you look so tired. We're all tired. We've all been sleeping in, and now we're not ready. Ready or not, here we are. Yeah, I had to work yesterday. I have a teacher friend in Canada, and everything was closed yesterday, too. They closed the country down for like 3-4 days. We give ourselves one day. Y'all gonna be tired all week, though, because you got football every night, right? Don't y'all watch football every night? Aren't there bowl games almost every night this week? No, not playing, watching. I mean, you can't miss the bowl games. Those are the most fun to watch anyway. When does Notre Dame play? You know they've lost 8 straight bowl games, which means one thing. This is my soapbox. They've lost 8 straight bowl games. What does that mean? No, it means they're overranked, overrated. Yeah, that's what it means. Yeah, because they're Notre Dame. Always. Yeah, they lost 8 straight bowl games.
Yeah.
Anyway, I love football, but okay. Are we all ready? Okay, you are getting ready to get your first real grades in your high school career, and really of your life, because these are the ones that when somebody calls back to Westwood from when I graduated in 1987, and if they ask for my transcript, they would get the grades starting with first semester of my ninth grade year. That's the way it works. And some of you are going to look at it and you're going to say, not quite what I had planned, right? Usually, do you think people usually start off with a great semester, their first semester of their ninth grade year, or not? No. Why not?
Because it's summer break.
Because what?
Summer break.
Summer break and what other things? It's like when people drive. Yeah, y'all drive yet? Some of you do. You think when people start driving, they take it seriously at the beginning?
Yes.
Some do. Guys do, because if they get a ticket, then their insurance is going to be through the roof. It's unreal. It's crazy. All because of a ticket. It's just not worth the speed.
I know.
Yeah, you do know, don't you?
I do.
It's just crazy, especially if you're a guy, that really anybody if you speed. So usually when we start doing something for the first time, we don't start off right. Because we don't. Why? Why do we not start off right? We're human beings. And you know, when you first start riding a bike, do you start riding? What do? You fall. Now, I like to read things about how the human brain works. And one thing that I've read is right now at your age is really the first time you can start, you know, kind of middle of eighth, starting in ninth, depending on the age you are, is the first time that you can really start making long-term goals for yourself. Now, what do you think a long-term goal is? School, career, what you want to do, even things like I want to start on the football team next year or my senior year or whatever. Because if you set a goal like that, Dustin, what are you going to do with yourself? Are you going to do something different? Or are you just going to say, oh, I'd like to do that? Because until this point, you have said, oh, I wish I could be in the beauty pageant, or I wish I could, you know, lose 10 pounds, which none of y'all need to, or I wish I could play on the football team, or I wish I could do this. And a wish is nothing. I mean, what is a wish? What's the difference between a wish and a goal?
A wish is just something you think about, and a goal is something you actually do.
Yeah, I hear music off, whoever I'm hearing music from. What's the difference, though? Why is a goal something you actually do? So what do? Because you really want it. What do you do differently? What do you do differently if it's something that is a serious, what is the difference between a wish and a goal?
You try really hard to achieve it.
Yes, you try really hard to achieve it. In what ways? What ways, if you set a goal for yourself that you wanted to make an A in English, what kinds of things would you do to make an A in English?
Study.
Study. When? Right before report cards and progress reports came out, like most people do? When? If you want to make an A, when do you have to study? Continually. You have to keep up with it. You have to keep up with it, right? Because, y'all, it's in the daily, day in and day out. The great achievements of life and the great achievements of athletes and the great achievements that are made are not made with, you know, when you, a lot of times you see like that guy, he's on Fox News, and that's why I know who he is. The Tiki, what's his name? Tiki. Who is he? The NFL player. And he scored like, what, was it two touchdowns last week and put him in the playoffs or whatever? You know who I'm talking about? Two. Okay.
Wait, no, who are you talking about?
Tiki, what's his name?
Tiki Barber.
Yeah, two, wasn't it? Okay, and I ride an exercise bike in the mornings now that I got for Christmas, and it has a TV on it, and so I get to watch stuff, and they had him on there, and they were talking about what he had done, and he's on Fox News at like 6 in the morning. It's kind of cool because he's very eloquent, and I think it's neat to have a football player who is not stereotypical. But those two touchdowns he got is... Did that just happen? He just got two touchdowns in the NFL. Did that just happen? I mean, we capture it on film and we act like that's the moment. But is that... What did he have to do to get to that point? For how long? Since when? He has had to live a life of physical discipline. He had to do it in high school. He had to do it in college. He had to listen to his coaches. He had to be a person for a long period of time, not just once. And at the age you are, probably what most of you have done, and y'all, this is typical. This was me, too. Probably what you have done is you have been immature and you have been parent-motivated. Oh, my grades are slipping. It's time to study. Ooh, got to study, got to run around, got to study, got to study, got to get this done. You know, at the last minute, right? And then you get your grade in, and it's not quite what you want. Oh, I'll try harder, and then you try really hard the first week, you're back, and then you kind of get back into your old habits. It is so hard to break a habit. So what we work on for the first 3 weeks of January is we work on setting our goals, how to plan, how can teenagers plan and keep up with their calendar, and how can we keep up with things. And we do a lot of fun stuff. Don't think, oh, how boring, we're going to talk about calendars. But you are going to be required every day. I will do a planner check. Now, I do not care if you have a nice $80 Franklin planner or if you carry a little tiny notebook. In fact, The men I've seen that typically do the very best with things have a little tiny notebook that they carry in their back pocket. They have it with them at all times. And what goes in that notebook? What do you think that the most successful people put in that notebook?
Their list.
That's what they put in their notebook. Okay, I need everybody to get a piece of paper. And I'm going to show you why this is. Did everybody turn in their blog thing, or do I need to get those? Now, y'all might wonder what's hanging around my neck. Or you might not. It's an iRiver. It's not by the iPod people. It's a cool $40 device. Yeah, it'll record like, I think it's 118 or 150 minutes of music or something, hours of music. But it will also record. It has a built-in microphone, so I can record what I'm teaching you. And I'm going to teach y'all how to use iTunes. And what I'd like to do is, there are a lot of teachers that are taking what they teach every day and putting it on iTunes. And then you don't need an iPod, but in here you could actually subscribe to it and say, now what did Miss Vicki teach on that day, or when did she review for the test, and go back and re-listen to it. Because they found that students who go back and listen to things do much, much better, because some of you are great note takers and some of you are good listeners, and some of you are good listeners, but then you tune out and you lose everything I said, right? Because you're tuned out, right? The tough thing about school and the difference between learning online and not learning online is, when you learn online, when do you sit down to learn? When you're ready to learn. In school, what do? When do you have to learn? Okay, it's 8:10 on Monday morning. Learn English, right? And your body may be more cycled to learn better in the afternoon, right? Do you all have a different time of day? What time of day do y'all learn better? Everybody has a different time. What time do you learn better? Huh?
After I woke up.
Yeah.
Probably the
last day of school.
You think in the morning?
The last day of class.
The last day of class? Because you got it.
Huh? Because I'm finding
out. In the afternoon, I'm more tipsy. I'm like ready to go home.
Well,
More or less in the afternoon.
I have a hard time waking up. I sometimes learn better in the morning, but a lot of times my best learning time is probably from about 11 to 2. That's just me. That's my best learning time. And it's tough, because here's the reason these are good and why I think every student should have one. I think every single student should have some kind of digital recorder of some kind, and that you should start using it in high school, because you need it in college, I guarantee you. Is because you can listen back to this when your brain is turned on. Because, face it, are y'all's brains on all the time?
No.
No. They are not on all the time. My brain is not on all the time. And what this does is this. So why would you use a digital recorder then? You say, you know what, I didn't really get what Coach Martin was talking about, but I'm going to listen to it again. And you're sitting there in your sweats, kicked up with your feet up, you know, and you listen to it and you're like, I get it, right? So that's why I think you should use them. Now, in my class, I'm going to make it so you don't have to, and I'm going to work and see if I can get down a good system to take these and post them to iTunes, and you can just listen. And I'm going to have a podcast. I already have a couple podcasts on iTunes, but I want to have one, and it's just going to be for your class. And if somebody else wants to listen, then I feel sorry for them. But if you wanted to go back and listen to whatever date, you could go back and re-listen to the last 15 minutes of class when I reviewed for the test. Does that kind of make sense? And a lot of professors in college, not a lot, but some, are starting to do that. Because we got spring sports coming up, and what's the biggest obstacle to us in spring sports? What's the biggest obstacle? Do most people make up the work that they miss?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the thing is that you may miss a worksheet or you may miss an exercise for me, but what did we really cover in class that day? Was it an exercise?
Yeah.
It's what we talk about, right? Or when I said, remember your blog post is due Friday, I'm not going to remember to tell you every day. So if you miss class, you should really kind of listen in and say, okay, what did we learn? What did we do? And it's not going to be an hour or 50 minutes of conversation every day. It may be 5 minutes or 10 minutes or whatever. But can you see that? What are the benefits of teachers doing something like this? But is it an excuse to be lazy? No. But do you think it's a good, that kind of thing would be a good thing? Now, if you have an iPod, you can actually subscribe to a podcast and it'll synchronize with your iPod. And you can say, I want the last 3 computer fundamentals in my iPod at all times. And it'll take the old one out and put the new one in automatically for you. But if you don't have an iPod, that's fine. I use iTunes and I listen to it on my laptop. And we're going to install iTunes on these computers, and you'll have it. And if you have a jump drive, you can save the podcast to the jump drive and listen to it at home on your computer. Does that kind of make sense, how it works? But this is an alternative that you can have. It's an iRiver. It's very easy to use. It works with Windows Media Player, and it's $40. And if you're interested, it is a model T30MX, 512 meg. But this is what I got. I borrowed my daughter's because I've got to buy one for myself. Because when I found out how good the recorder is, I was like, I've just got to have one of these and use it for my podcast. Because that's kind of one of my New Year's resolutions. Okay. So I want you to take your piece of paper. Let me grab me a pen.
Which one?
And I want you, what you're going to do is you're going to close your eyes. And I'm going to read out some numbers for you. And then when I say go, you're going to open your eyes and you're going to write these numbers down. Okay? And there's a point, but you got to stick with me. Okay, close your eyes.
Don't
write them down as I say them. Close your eyes and listen and try to remember them. 5376. Go. 'Kay, I'm going to read it back to you, and I want you to tell me, raise your hand if you got it right. Are you ready? 5376, raise your hand. Okay. Everybody. Okay, put your hand back down, close your eyes. Here's the next one. 72984. Go. Okay, I'm going to read it back to you. Raise your hand if you got it right. 72984. Okay, not a big deal. Okay, close your eyes. 8325923. Go. Give you a couple more seconds. Okay, I'm going to read it back to you. And y'all don't be embarrassed if you didn't get it right. And don't go writing it down. 8325923. Raise it your hand if you got it right. Okay? 1, 2. 2 that got it right. Okay, here we go. Close your eyes. And when you do it, write down just as many of them as you think you can get. Okay?
Does it have to be an order?
Yes. Okay? Ready? 9723489422. Go. And if you don't remember any of them, don't write anything down. Okay, here we go. See if anybody got this. 9723489422.
I got one.
That's Taylor. You're not a Tory learner, Taylor. You don't count. You're not in this class. But that's okay. Okay, one more. Ready? Now, on that last one, how many got some of those numbers right?
I got most of them.
Okay, how many numbers did you get right?
I only got one.
You got five of them? Hold up, how many fingers for how many numbers you got right? Okay, so out of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, out of 9 numbers, y'all got 5. Okay, good. 8.
I got 8 of them.
Okay. So y'all are still pretty close. Okay, we'll have two more sets of numbers then. Close your eyes. 8156329684. Go. There's a point to this. You ready? 8156329684. 8156329684. Did anybody get them all right? Okay. How many? Raise your fingers for how many you got right. 2, 8, 4, 3, 2, 4, 3, 5. Okay. Last one. 7, 9, 6, 4, 6, 8, 1, 3, 5, 2, 7. Go. And do not feel bad if you can't remember any of them, because I'm right there with you. I couldn't remember any of them when I did this. Okay, I'm going to read them back to you. Ready? 7, 9, 6, 4, 6, 8, 1, 3, 5, 2, 7. How many of you got them all right? So that's Taylor. Taylor's my, he's our auditory learner. Okay, raise your hands, your fingers for how many you did get right. 4, 5, 2, 4, 3, 8. Good. Excellent. Okay. Now, why did you do better at the beginning of this little test? There were less things to remember. Okay, let's talk about how the human mind works. And I've got a great book called Mind Hacks. It's how to hack your brain to remember more and do better and be able to have more time for fun and less time studying, right? Which is what all of us would like. And the scientists have done studies and they have found that the average person can remember 7 things. Okay, so 7 numbers in this little exercise is pretty average. That's what most people can do. I'd probably be on the low end of that. I'd probably be more like 4 or 5. Some people can remember 10 or 11. But what happens when you get past your limit of what you can remember?
When you stop thinking.
And you remember what?
Your
brain kind of does a dump, okay? It forgets everything. This is why at the beginning of the semester, you do a little bit better. Why do you do better at the beginning of the semester? Because there's less what? Less stuff to remember. Y'all, this is a typical thing. There's less stuff to remember and you do better because you can remember it all. But y'all, I know, like during finals week, when we used to give finals here, and even now during finals when we have big projects, sometimes I'll see people that are really struggling and they literally leave this building with no books because they say what? They say they have nothing to do. Do you know why they honestly think they have nothing to do? Why? This whole thing we've just done explains it. Why do they think they have nothing to do? They have so much to remember that their mind has just totally drawn a blank, and they literally, just like you forgot those numbers, literally forget that they have anything to do. Has anybody ever done that? Where you have been so busy and so overloaded that you honestly think you have nothing to do when you have so much? It happens. It's human. Now, what is the solution to this? What do the best students do? You think about the best students that you know of. What do they do? They write it down. What do you think the best business owners do? Because you know what? Some of you could care less about school, but I know you, and I know you care a heck of a lot about money, right? Traditionally, the saying in college is be nice to your A students, they'll be your future professors, but be very nice to your C students because they'll buy you a $6 million science lab. Why?
Because most of the time people that make C's are the ones that do better in college.
And I'm saying this is a college president saying this. Be nice to your A students because they'll make great professors. But be extra nice to your C students because they'll give you a
money. The other ones just know how to work in books.
There's something called EQ, and that's emotional intelligence. How to get along with other people. And a lot of times the people who do the best in school, do you think they necessarily, now y'all, I did well in school, so I mean, I'm talking about myself here, but necessarily, do they necessarily do very well with other people? Not necessarily, do they? They may not have the people skills to do well in business. And you know what? Is doing well in business about managing money? Honestly, is it about managing money? Is doing well in business about managing money? No, it's about managing what? Doing well in business, it's about managing what? If you're going to have a huge business, it's about people. And I don't know if y'all watch this. I love Battlestar Galactica, the new one. I mean, I love it. And I can't help it. I love it. So, whatever. I think it's great. But there was, I gave my husband the season 2.5 over Christmas, and so we watched it all because we don't, Friday nights we're usually off, you know, y'all's football games. We miss that whole thing. And there was there are two ships now. Does anybody watch it? It's cool. But anyway. There are two ships now. There's the Galactica and there's this other ship. Okay? And the other ship, they found each other and they're real different and they call one the Beast. And then the Galactica is like this warm, fuzzy place where they all kind of get along. And they have this guy who, the previous guy got killed and the new guy, I'm just going to call him Mr. X, is now the head of the Galactica. And he was promoted from the engine room. Now, he's not the head of Galactica. He's the head of the Beast. He was promoted from the engine room, okay? And he's really good with machines. Really good with machines. And the Cylons tricked him, and he sent his ship to a Cylon ambush, and he gets ambushed. And they're all attacking him and trying to blow his ship up and everything. And he freaks out, and he can't do anything. And he runs down. He puts... the Dama's son in charge and runs down to the engine room and says, I just got to fix this thing. And he goes in and he fixes it and he ends up suffocating because all the oxygen and he dies. And so Adama's son is now the head of the Beast. And they were talking, the father and son were talking about what was Mr. X's flaw, what was wrong with him. And the son said he thought his flaw was he thought he was managing a machine, talking about the ship. And instead he was managing what? People. And he lost sight of that. That was his fatal flaw, and that's why he couldn't manage, and that's why he ended up dying. It's because he thought it was a machine. And y'all, you're not dealing with machines. Why do you think I put you in groups? Are groups pleasant? Is it pleasant to be in a group, honestly? Some of you think so, but honestly, if you want to make a good grade, is it pleasant to be in a group? If you want to torture an A student, you put them in a group. Why? They like to do things on their own because they know they can count on who? Themselves. And they also know what? What do they know about the other people in their teams? How do most teachers assign teams? Teachers don't do it intentionally, but they usually pair people up with different strengths. I just kind of randomly pair mine up. I don't really have a reason for mine, except I try not to put you with your best friend because then you get distracted, Dustin. So, but typically A students don't like teams because we know that we have to deal with other people. And at Georgia Tech, they put us in teams all the time. All the time. And I'm like, why do they keep putting us in teams? Why? And it finally dawned on me after I got out and got into business that life is about a team. It's about working together. But if you look at the people that are most successful in business, Do they just run around and just remember what to do and do all the things that are important? Is that what they do? The most successful people in business, what do they do? What do you think they do? They write down their goals, they write down their objectives, and they do the stuff every day that it takes to get there. If there is a dream that you have, something that you would love to do, now is the time to set your goal. I set my goals in ninth grade of what I wanted to do. And I had quite a few things I wanted to do. Unlike you know, y'all in here, I physically was not in very good shape at all in ninth grade. It was more like in eighth grade. And I set some goals for myself that I wanted to be more physically active because I wanted to do beauty pageants, which at the time, when I was in middle school, you know, I was called all the names. You know, I was dumb and ugly and stupid and you know, they didn't call me stupid as much. They just said I didn't have any common sense. But I was not attractive at all. But I wanted to do beauty pageants. That's what I wanted to do. Okay, so I had to do some things. I had to do a lot of aerobics and do a lot of exercise because, you know, the way to look healthy is not just to not eat or throw up or anything. That's a way to die young and lose all your teeth and have, and it is. Now, they're having women in their 40s that are having their bones break. You know how the older ladies, when they fall, they break their hips? If you choose to throw up during your teenage years, you're going to be, about when you get to my age, a little older, your bones are going to start breaking. Because that's what happens. Your body has got to get nutrition from somewhere, and it will take it out of your bones, and you will age early. And when all your friends have money, you know, when you get in your 40s, that's usually when you start having a little money, and they're off skiing, you're going to be using a walker. So the only way to truly get physically healthy is to exercise and eat right. And we'll pick up on this tomorrow and we'll start talking about our goals.